Chunk Chat Freestyle for, what is it, Monday, August 10th, 2015. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 7. Hello and welcome to Freestyle, another audio diary of my life. As we trotting through the Dog Days of Podcasting? We'll figure out what we're doing and we'll do it even better next time. Hey, I'm going to do things a little bit backwards this time. Instead of giving you the personal note and then the movie, TV, book review, I'm going to reverse them for a very specific reason. And I'll let you know what that is as soon as I get done with the movie review. The movie this time is Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. And I'm going to cut right to the chase. I give this about a 2 or 3. This is one of those movies that I vaguely remember seeing, kind of, sort of. I remember saying, gee, I'd like to start watching that. Well, I did start watching it. This happened with another movie earlier this year. I think it was Django. And I started watching that one saying, you're flipping through Netflix going, I've never seen this. Or this looks interesting. And then the more I watch it, the more familiar it seems. And it, for some reason, it wasn't that memorable. Well, by the time I got to the end, I went, hey, that Django's a pretty fun movie. I could watch that again. Well, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, I think I watched the first 20 minutes the first time around. And it didn't click. And I thought, well, I'll give it another try. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I didn't get far enough. I think I watched the first hour and I just couldn't finish. It never really resonated with me. I don't know what the story was supposed to be about. It was in the late 60s, early 70s, spy movie. I thought, hey, Benedict Cumberbatch is in this. Can't be all that bad. Well, from what I could see, his role was pretty minor, unless it came up more in the end. But it really just didn't sink in with me. So, not one of my favorites there. Hasn't been finished and probably never will be unless somebody says, oh, Chuck, you missed the whole thing. You know, let me know. Give me an email, chuck@chuckchat.com, if you think that's any better. All right, second part of this is a bit of a surprise, because I don't know how I'm going to end up at the end of it. You are going to listen to something with me for the first time ever. This is a song from my dearly departed sister, Julie, who passed away in 1982. And my dad gave me about a year, year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, gave me a CD with 4 or 5 of her songs. Very talented young lady. Played the piano very well. Sang. She was Miss Marquette County 2 years in a row. She went to the Miss Superior Land when I think they consolidated the whole Upper Peninsula into one county for the sake of the Miss Michigan pageant. So she was in these pageants and very smart, very talented, as I said, very beautiful, and unfortunately died in a car accident at the age of 24. So I have not listened to this. I know the song I picked out because I know it's got lyrics in it, but I don't know if this was on a cassette recorder from the 50th row in the third balcony or if this was something recorded right from a mixer. You and I are going to go through this together. Again, I don't know what my mental state will be, so let's find out.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz. Well, slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dick is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some mascara.
gotta let you know, I'm still in one piece here, and that's the way I like to remember her. That makes me happy. I did a real quick check. All That Jazz is a musical that came out in 1979, and as I mentioned, she passed away in 1982. So this must have been somewhere in those last few years, because I do remember her performing that song, and just like that. Sounds good to hear, and I'm encouraged to go listen to the other five or so tracks that my dad gave me. We'll see what we can come up with, and thank you for listening along with me. There's that music again. That means that's all for this time, so let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.